Welcome to the Organize 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. Oh my goodness, I am so excited. I look forward to February every year. In the summer, I have a conference called Embrace, and that is where we really just spend 2 days together. You could do it virtually or in person. I am the only speaker, so I speak from 9 to 4 on Saturday and 9 to 4 on Sunday, and I really just unpack a lot of the concepts that we talk about inside of this podcast on mostly from the uniqueness perspective. Like, what makes you uniquely you? What are you gifted and called to do? Once you get organized, what do you use this extra time for? I always say it's so that you can go out and do what you're uniquely gifted and created to do. I want to unpack that with you over the summer. We do this in the last weekend of June. We come together in Cincinnati in person or online for the Embrace Conference. It's a time for you to reflect on your uniqueness, your giftings, what's next in the world, and how you can embrace where you are today, where the journey that you've had to get here, and where you're going in the future. So in February's on the Wednesday podcast, I share the testimonials and the breakthroughs that people have in Embrace so that you can hear what it was like last year. We would love, love, love for you to join us at the end of June in 2021. You could find out more information by going to organize365.com/events on our events page or in our calendar and look for the Embrace Conference and sign up. I would love to see you in person or online. Amy, we're going to do you, and then Cynthia, you will be last.
Hello, Lisa. Thank you so much for having this conference. And just some of my background, I was corporately, I worked for 20 years in sales and marketing technology, and then got married at 39 and then became a mom at 41, 3 years ago, through foster to adoption. So my kids are now 5 and 8. And I found you about a year ago, and you've just, like, you're officially, like, in my board of advisors. You know, whatever you're doing, you guide me and you provide so much inspiration. I also have ADHD that was only recently diagnosed. And I know one of the women earlier was talking about, you know, the shame and the challenges with that. And for me, it was just, it's such a gift. It took me a while to get to that point, but it brings so much positive. Like, if one part of your brain is weaker, usually it means that another part is really strong and amazing. And I have amazing gifts, but I struggle with some of the most basic things. And, you know, Lisa and Organize 365 just really enables me to shore up those areas that seem so basic. And so it's been such a huge thing, like even just the roles and responsibilities of, like, being a household or home CEO. It was just such a huge mind shift for me because I'd always been working, and I never really thought that, like, running my household was like a job. And then just, Lisa, recently you just said in a comment to somebody who was just talking that, you know, being a parent is a job. And so I'm like, oh my gosh, like, how simple is that thought? And for me, it helps. Like, I'm going to get a new Sunday basket for just being a parent, because I spend a lot of, like, it's a huge part of my identity is helping my kids who have early childhood trauma work through and process and heal and own their story. And then we have an open adoption, so we still see the biological family. And so there's just, like, we spend so much time, like, that's like a big part of who I am. And I need to have that, have everything organized around it. So, you know, it's just something as simple as that. And I'm a home educator, so we homeschool. And so, like, I've got all my work boxes and just the things that you've done to just be able to simplify and have a framework and a program and then a support group that I can participate in has made such a huge difference. And, you know, dandelions, I just run a nature group and we just did dandelions a few weeks ago. And we're talking about how they're found in every continent except Antarctica, and how they spread and so forth. And, you know, this conference or embrace, whatever you want to call it, it was just so nice to speak Lisa to other people, like sort of like to speak about things and have other women understand what I'm talking about in my own perspective. Mm-hmm. So it's like your language, the Organized 365, the Lisa language has really transcended across the globe, you know, sort of like how these dandelions spread. And so, you know, I just, some other things from the last 2 days was just, you know, choosing your hard. I do thrive on challenges. And it just made it so simple. It's like, well, yeah, everything's going to be hard. It's just like, which path of hard do you want to take? And playing the movie all the way through, because I have so many different dreams, but it's like one thing to have the dream, it's another to really detail it out and visualize mm-hmm. it in its entirety. And Greg will appreciate this. I used to golf a lot for children. And, you know, it was like, oh my gosh, this is just like when you visualize the green and you play the hole backwards, it's sort of like, you know where the end game is mm-hmm. and how you're going to get there. You work backwards to it. And so that was really helpful for me. It's just to have this time and guidance and inspiration to do that work, to sit and outline it out and work backwards so that I can continue to keep realizing my dreams. Yeah, so that's pretty much like my takeaways from the weekend. And then I had amazing people in my support group, because I'm not a big, actually my best friends are mainly are men. and I used to work in a very male dominated industry. And so I don't really share a lot with women. And so yesterday it was just really great to connect. And then I finally, at the very end, was able to get something off my chest that was like, I was really holding. And it was just such a relief to share that with women who I could feel supported me and that I could trust. And then today was like a little bit more tactical in our support group, which was so great to help me work through, or for everyone to share different ideas on how we can better create routines and habits. Because all those little things, you know, as you spoke about, really make the difference over the 10 years and a lifetime. So thank you very much for doing this and for the whole community.
Amy, thank you so much. Cynthia, we're going to have you next. And then Adrian, you're the only other person with your hand up. So if you're still there and want to go after Cynthia, we will have time for you as well.
Great. Hello, everybody. It's been such a pleasure and great to finally meet you, Lisa. I'm on the East Coast, so next time you do the book tour, please come to us. But I've really enjoyed all of this. Lisa, you and I have a lot in common. We're about the same age. I'm going to be 50 next year. And what's interesting, though, is like, even though we have many things in common, our lives are flipped kind of backwards, because I got married at 38 and I just had my son 5 years ago at 44. And so my husband and I, I feel like we're like the overwhelm. And the reason I turned to you was just because life had just become like, I just felt like I had been run over. I'm a teacher. This I needed embrace because I just needed to process this whole past year. It's been a lot. And anyway, I just really appreciate to wrap up, I guess, this amazing couple of days. And again, speaking Lisa with everybody. And what maybe you'll appreciate and know is that those dandelion seeds are going to also go to my students. I teach high school students. And so I use those little Lisa-isms with them, especially teaching online this past year. You know, I'm like, done is better than perfect. Just get it turned in. Just done. There's been a lot of that. And I always start
an 80 is better than a zero.
Exactly. We can always go back and fix it later. Just turn it in. And then I always am like, here's my note card. I write down, you know, what's going to happen. You know, have your note cards too. Anyway, so thank you to everybody. And it's been great to meet so many people. And I appreciate this. And I will be sticking around some more.
Thank you, Cynthia. And Adrian.
I agree with Cynthia. I was also a teacher, so processing this year and getting a break this weekend has been really nice. But I just kind of found Lisa at the end of last year, so it's still very new for me. But literally, she follows me everywhere. I listen to her in the car, I listen to her podcast around my house. I haven't done the 100-day program. I might be the only one in here who hasn't. But that is on my list to do probably this summer, because I feel like I finally have time for it. And I'm also really glad I did this. I assumed that I might be in a possible turning point in my life, possible career change. So it's been nice to really listen to other people and hear that I'm not the only one in a transitional phase. But just things in my life, I might need to do that. And it's all just very new to me. So this came at the really perfect time. So just hearing from everybody else, really listening to everybody has been very helpful. So thank you.
Thank you. This has been, this is my favorite 2 days of the year. I love Embrace. I plan more for Embrace than anything else in our company. It is not a profit center either. It is my give back. It is the way that I get to do part of what I'm uniquely called to do, which is to be a teacher and be a coach without doing coaching pricing. Look at this Ellie that Tish made me. Isn't it so cute? Also, isn't it quite large for me to take on the book tour? Although I will have to say it is super comfortable. This will definitely be my boppy when Grayson has his boppy. So I'll be doing my last dance here with my little lovey and hopefully my son after he cues it up. I want to leave. I want us to listen to this song, I Hope You Dance, and I'm sure you've heard it before. And the line that stuck out to me in this song this year is, may you never take a single breath for granted. There are so many of us that will never again take breathing for granted after this pandemic. You know, you were uniquely created to do something for yourself, for one person, for a small group, or maybe for the whole world. I don't know. But you're still breathing and you're still here and I'm pouring into you and your new community is pouring into you. And I don't care where you are in the world, girly earlies, you're coming up here. We're all going to dance. I hope you dance. Dance like no one is watching. Joey, you can cue the music and come out here with me too, but everybody should dance.